Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now let's meet the people. Welcome to this special edition. Once again, all of them are special, though. Meet the people of MCB. We've got a lot of people to meet, Chip.
We do. And I tell you, I'm really looking forward to today's interview. I've known this person for a long time. It's been a while since I've spoken to the individual, but I'm so looking forward to today's interview.
Yes, I am too. And by the way, I'm Denny Huff and you're Chip Haley, so get that out of the way. And we want to welcome Donna Wiedlich. Hi, Donna.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Boy, long time no see. We haven't been out with anything. Of course, convention has been, virtual and just not a lot of activities going on down at the MCB office, so haven't seen you much, but I guess you're doing okay?
No. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know you lost your special partner here a couple of years ago, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. First, let's talk about Donna. What kind of a vision loss do you have, Donna?
I was born with cataracts and had several surgeries. I had my first surgery at 7 months old and had several surgeries and also developed glaucoma later in life. And in 2000, I had surgery for glaucoma, and I have a barbell implant in my right eye, and that seems to be doing the job to keep my pressure down. And things are really good right now, but that's where I stand. And the doctors weren't sure if I'd be able to tell the difference between light and dark or not, but I do pretty well, straightforward and with my right eye.
Now, is that something that runs in the family, or are you the only one blessed with
that? No, I'm the only one blessed with that.
Yeah.
I have a brother and sister, and they're both blind, and there's no, in any either side of my parents' family, there's no person with any vision problems.
Now you said they were both blind. You mean they're both sighted? Yeah.
They're both sighted, yes. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
They think my mother might have had a slight case of German measles when she was pregnant with me, but they're not sure.
Ah, okay. So you have been a member of MCB since when, do you know?
I think like 1987 was our first MCB convention, so I'm... Mm-hmm. I was a part of UWB before that, but UWB wasn't a part of MCB, so.
Hmm. Okay.
Hard to say.
Yeah. Chip, I'll let you step in here.
Yeah, so Donna, you talk about being a member of UWB. What was it about UWB that attracted your attention other than maybe like your blindness? How did you get involved with UWB or learn about UWB?
I learned about UWB from the Blind Bowling League. I was a part of, when I first started my job at St. Joseph Hospital in 1976, my worker for rehab services, Russ Liefeld, after I got my job, he asked me if I was interested, had any social activities or anything like that. And so I said, anyway, he asked me if I was interested in bowling. And I said, well, I always thought that might be kind of fun. So anyway, he got me involved in the Blind Bowling League. So once I got involved in that, there were people in there, Art Krieger, for example, who invited me to a UWB meeting. And that's where I started. And things just went on from there.
Well, you mentioned the Blind Bowling League. Is that something that you're still involved in?
Not anymore. My doctor told me that I would be more susceptible to, with my eye condition, to a detached retina. I don't have a detached retina, but he said because of my surgeries, I might be more susceptible. And so I thought, maybe bowling isn't something I need to be doing. And I wasn't enjoying it all that much at the end anyway. And so it kind of bothers my back anyway. So I was bowling with a 16-pound ball. So I figured maybe that's not something I need to be doing.
Yeah. Now you,
so
you
I just
once,
don't do it anymore.
You once were employed by MCB, right?
Yes.
And you worked,
I think it was around 2000 or 2001.
Okay, you were a clerk at the office.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
Did
and,
you?
That was during the time that I was MCB president, and I just always appreciated all the work that Donna did. Mm-hmm. I thought she was an outstanding clerk. She did just fabulous work, and I knew her heart was really in it. It just wasn't work, but her heart was really in MCB, and I always appreciated everything that she did.
And that led to employment otherwise, other places, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It led to being an employee of the Service Club for the Blind. I loved that job. That was just the perfect job for me. It was really great.
Yeah. Well, I know you did a great job at it and served MCB. Did you? Were there any other offices or committees or anything that you were involved in MCB that you can recall?
I was on Special Services Committee mm-hmm. with Chip at one time. And
did you serve with the Low Vision Committee at one time or something, or work with them?
I was a part of the Low Vision group at the very beginning, MCCLV.
Oh, okay.
And then John got sick, and then I resigned from that, and I just haven't gotten involved again with them yet.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one other thing that going back to the St. Louis Service Club, one of the things I always appreciated was Salita's cookies that she always made. Those things was always mighty fine.
Yeah,
so appreciate it. But
Donna, a lot of people ask about those.
Yeah, Donna, didn't you also help a lot with during the elections and stuff and helping people? You know.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
During the voting at the conventions, I was always I helped do the ballot boxes and all that.
Well, you mentioned about John being sick, getting sick. John Wheelock, and that'd be a good segue maybe into talking about John. And John, folks, I think most all of you probably that are listening to this remember John Wheelock. He passed away just a couple of years ago, and very suddenly, actually. We were all really shocked at when we heard about it. But Donna, tell us a little bit about John. When did you all meet? Where'd you meet? And a little bit about John's history.
Actually, we met at a special UWB meeting. And we're talking about the building that UWB owned. And we met at Lucille Fierce's house. Hmm. It's where we met. And at this meeting. And then he called me up and asked me for a date. And I was surprised. And he got my name and my phone number because he worked at Mind's Eye at that time. And I had put in an application, and I guess he went through the applications and got my number.
Mm. Yeah, that's that's an invasion of privacy, you know.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, this was back in 1970.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. I guess it was 1980, I guess it was.
Yeah, you could do those things back then, yeah.
Now, apparently he did.
Yeah, before you worked at, he worked at Mind's Eye, wasn't he on TV?
Yes, I didn't know. I mean, I knew of him back then, but I didn't know him back then. Yes, he worked for Channel 11, mm-hmm. And he did the news. He read Braille and did the news.
Really? He was very proficient at reading Braille. You'd have to be to be able to pull that off. It really would.
He read Braille since kindergarten.
Yeah.
I would walk in the room sometimes in our office and just watch him read.
Yeah, that was the one thing that when I first met John that really stood out to me is how well he read Braille. And I thought, man, I want to be like that guy. I want to be able to read Braille like he does.
Yeah.
What did he do at Mind's Eye?
He was the program director. He was he coordinated all the volunteers, and when they read, and like 250 different volunteers, and what days they read and what articles they, well, not so much, well, some articles they read. And but he just coordinated everything that went on the air. And then he also did a call-in show called Talk Back.
Talk Back, right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did a lot of interviews on that program.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know the first time I met John was back in, I think, 1978 or 79. And we had a, I had a gospel singing group, and he invited us to come over to their picnic, annual picnic, and play at their annual picnic. Mm-hmm. And John, you know, was very instrumental in having us do that. So yeah, he was really involved in music. A great pianist. I just loved to hear him play. He had a style of his very own. Yeah. So.
And I know too, Donna, John held a lot of different positions within MCB. I know that he was Chronicle editor a couple of different times. He was one of the directors. So he's, of course, he was also MCB secretary a couple of different times. I don't care what position he held. He did an outstanding job no matter what he did. And, I always considered him, one of the top, people that secretaries that we ever had since I've been a member of MCB, as well as Chronicle editor. So whatever responsibility he took on, he always did an outstanding job.
He worked very hard. He was very serious. If he took a responsibility, he did a good job.
And he was even bylaws resolutions chair a time or two, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was right before Janelle took it over. That was a few years ago, though. But John also always stood up for what he believed was right. He spoke out. That is for sure. That's one thing about John. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something else you'd like to share about him, Donna?
He was very active in our church. He was a deacon in our church. We go to Southwest Baptist Church, and it's a wonderful church. They treat us like people, not blind people. And they just include us in everything, but they don't treat us special. They just we're a part of the church.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. He was a deacon in our church, and he also played piano in our church in our worship ensemble. And now every year our church has a holiday concert, and it's called, and he was part of that, and it's now called the John Wedlick Memorial Holiday Concert.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we started recording here, Chip was talking about camp, about y'all attending camp, and I remember John, he played music, played the piano for anybody that wanted to sing at the talent show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he would just entertain us, just go up to the lodge and, play the piano for everybody. But Chip has some memories I think he wanted to share about
John. You know, one of the things that, and I think Donna kind of had a hand in this too, but when Donna and John needed a bag of ice, you know, they'd go up to the lodge, grab a bag of ice, and I know because John was totally blind, and Donna had a little bit of sight, and so they would locate me, and John would come over there with that big old cold bag of ice and set it right on the top of my bald head. And you talk about cooling me off.
I remember that. I had forgotten, but I remember that now.
But then, too, you know, like you and John, my wife and I, Bill Burris and his wife, Linda, the Shockleys, Don and Beth Shockley, we'd get together, you know, different cabins and play cards and just really have a terrific time together. You know, John was just always a fun guy to be around, whether you're talking about in the pool, in the hot tub, you know, in the lodge or wherever. I mean, he was just always a real fun guy to be around.
Thank you.
Now, Donna, are you doing anything now? Are you working now?
I'm not working now, no. I am doing some volunteer work with church. We do pillow stuffing once a month. And I'm on the hospitality committee at my church. Mm-hmm. And I'm also occasionally calling bingo for a group that comes to St. Louis Society for the Blind. They play games once a month on the fourth Tuesday of every month. They play a different game. It's called GAB. It's called Games Accessible for the Blind.
Oh, Really?
And they've decided they really like bingo. And apparently I have a new talent of calling bingo because I did that at the service club and people seem to like it. So it seems to go over real big.
Well, good. Good. I know
so
you
that's
probably
what I'm doing.
You probably would like to get do a few more things in MCB and hopefully Madam President and whoever you know comes up next as president, but maybe we'll get you involved, get you back doing something with MCB.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
Donna, I know that you are like Denny and I. You, of course, John was too, but you are a huge Cardinal baseball fan, and I know how much you always used to like to sit outside and listen to Cardinal baseball. And so share with us a little bit about being a Cardinal fan.
I think if you're a Cardinal fan, it's something that is just kind of almost in your blood. It just seems like I grew up being a Cardinal fan. I used to listen to with my grandmother when I was a little girl. And then when I met John, he was a Cardinal fan because he was born here in St. Louis. And if you're born here in St. Louis, you're most of the time you're a Cardinal fan. And so that was something we had in common. And so we just both love the Cardinals. I mean, that's good or bad. They're our team. And we have a brick that one of the bricks from the stadium. We have it down there and the walk in the stadium that I bought for him for Christmas one year.
Oh, really? That's
and,
neat.
Yes. Yeah.
How long were you and John married?
34, like 1 week being 34 years.
Oh, wow.
Because he died on April 27th, and our anniversary was May 4th.
And what year was that? Was that 2019, 2020?
He died in 2019.
2019, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Chip, another question?
Well, one of the things I always like to ask folks, Donna, is there anything about Donna Weekly that really hardly nobody really knows, maybe other than maybe like your family, your sister or something, but is there anything about Donna Weekly that you'd like to share with folks that somebody would walk away saying, oh, I didn't know that about Donna? So what would you like to share with everybody?
That's a hard question. I really don't know. I think most people know me. I've been around so long that, you know, I don't really think there's anything most people don't really know about what I like, but I do like, I mean, I am interested in low vision and making things accessible for people with low vision. Mm-hmm. That's my thing, I guess. But I think most people know that.
Well, that'd be great if you could get involved in the low vision area. And 'cause that's a tough area, Donna. There's so many different types of vision loss. Not everybody, you know, has the same kind of vision. You may have a little bit in one eye. You may have peripheral vision. You may, you know, it's just so many different types of vision loss. So it's hard to work with everybody and get the same results that you need. But people like
it's
somebody like you that we need to really work with that. And I'm totally blind. Chip's totally blind, but we try to work with low vision people and we have no idea what we're doing. We really don't. So,
I want to say, going back to John, he learned a lot with living with me with low vision, because at first it is hard. And I know people who are blind really don't understand. And they say, well, you have some vision, and yes, you have some vision, but you don't have enough vision, you're not totally sighted either, and we're kind of in between, and it's hard.
It's kind of like a person that's hard of hearing, and, you know, people say, what, you can't hear that? And, well, no, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I can't. And and it's the same thing with low vision. Well, you can't see that? No. That's just the type of vision loss I have. So, but anyway, appreciate your time today, Donna.
I do have one last question for her, Denny, if I may.
Sure.
You know, as Denny mentioned, Donna, you know, we kind of reminisced about some old times before we started the recording today. And I was going to ask you, is there anything about your time in MCB that stands out in your mind? I remember the time that we did the roast of John. I thought that was so fun to do. You know, because I remember Denny did some things. I did some things. Donna Bev Shockley, you know, when we roasted John, that was just so fun to do. But is there anything that really maybe stands out in your mind about MCB, a significant moment or something that's changed that you'd like to see brought back? So what could you share with us that, that maybe kind of stands out in your mind, something maybe significant?
I don't know about change and brought back, but I just remember when John received the Nathaniel Johnson Award, that meant so much to him. And he really, and he hung the plaque right over his recliner in the office that he had. Mm-hmm. And that meant so much to him. And it was so neat because it was such a surprise. And it was so funny because it was a surprise. And he didn't know what to say. And he's usually really good about being prepared and ready to speak, you know, publicly whenever he, whenever it happens. But he was not ready, and it was great. It was just the neatest time.
Good, good.
And I really enjoyed that. That was a special time. And I have to thank Salita White for sitting us at the head, at the front table, and she had everything all set up very nicely.
Yeah, oh, good. Anything you want to say in closing, Donna?
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a rough couple, 3 years, but I think I'm adjusting and things are getting better. And so I think I'm ready to move forward.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we've lost a lot of good people in the last few years. And just
yes,
recently,
we have.
Lost Michael Hale, and that's,
yes, that's quite I saw a shock.
So, just never know who's going to be next. And
that's right.
So, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Be praying for you, Donna.
Yes.
And, thank you.
Again, thank you for taking your time today. And folks, thank you for listening to Meet the People of MCB. If you have someone you'd like for us to interview, please give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip
at 417-540-9703.
Until the next time, thanks again, and keep listening. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.